like about yesterday's win, and what do you need to clean up moving forward?
I think we came out and executed at a high level when we needed to, and I think that we did a lot of good things. You know, we talked about through the course of the week that we needed to do certain things well to win the game, and I think we did a lot of those things well. So you're pleased with that, and you're pleased with the outcome. But I think, you know, our execution got a little sloppy in the fourth quarter. There were some things that we could have finished the game stronger doing, so we learned from it, and hopefully we'll improve upon those areas as we go along.
There are things that happen in football games all the time that cause you to have to overcome delays or refocus and so forth. When there's a lengthy delay, like there was yesterday, and you have to watch a player be taken off in an ambulance, how do you overcome that and refocus on what you're there for?
That's a good question. It's very difficult. Obviously, when you see a guy have to get carted off like that and you don't know the nature of his injury, it's tough. You know, there's obviously, I always talk about a human element being involved in this game. And, you know, you hate to see those types of injuries, but you have to find a way to refocus yourself and realize that you still have to do your job. And I think we did a good job of that.
They got off to a really good start. Was there a moment where you're like, hey, they really did come to play, and this we got our hands full based on that first draft?
We certainly expected them to come out firing. It's a good football team. You know, and that team's going to be in the hunt the whole season. But, you know, we weren't surprised. We knew their crowd was going to be into it. We knew that they were going to be ready to go, and we knew they were going to make plays. They're a good football team. So we just tried to keep our composure and go back to our fundamentals and keep executing our game plan. And fortunately, it worked out for us.
You had a three and out right after that, but then got on a pretty good roll. Mm-hmm. Does that speak to the mental toughness of this team?
Certainly. You know, I think – a lot of times around here we talk about, you know, moving on to the next play of the next series. Obviously that first series didn't go the way we wanted it to, but, you know, we come out clean slate the next drive and we're able to move the ball and have some production, and then, you know, able to get some stops on defense, able to get the return game going a little bit in the kicking game. So I thought we did some things well, a number of things well yesterday.
Matthew, earlier last year there was a lot of talk early in the season that consistency was the thing that was kind of lacking until – you guys found more of the closer to the 60-minute effort. That's when you guys took off. Today, in his conference call, Bill was saying pretty much the same thing. We're looking for more of a 60-minute effort, and that's what kind of was lacking yesterday. Would you kind of agree that wasn't a total 60-minute effort?
Certainly. I think, you know, we were all watching the game, and we saw the way that they got back in the game there in the fourth quarter. And I think all three phases would have liked to have executed at a higher level in that fourth quarter, and that's something that we're going to need to be able to do as this season goes along. You know, we've got a lot of tough games on our schedule, and it starts this week with Jacksonville, and, you know, we've got to be able to play more consistent throughout the course of the game.
Well, you know, you talk about the opponent, but a lot of teams talk about the opponent sometimes is in this room, that you've got to, you know, play to your best ability. You sense that as well?
Certainly. I think that's the one thing that we can control is how we play, how we execute, how we prepare, and that, you know, we're going to have to do a better job of that starting this week and moving along throughout the course of the season. And then as far as the other team, they're going to make plays. They're talented teams in this league, and Jacksonville being one of them. They're coached well. They have good players. They're going to make plays. And we have to be able to, you know, eliminate our part and costing us in certain situations.
Also, on the special team, Chester, it looked like it got a little chippy at times, a little fired up. How do you handle that situation? Were there learning moments from that, the emotional overspill of yesterday, some plays?
You know, I think we overall we did a good job of controlling our emotions. Obviously, it was chippy, and the referees were letting a lot of that go, letting us play. So we have to do a good job of keeping our heads. You know, teams, for whatever reason, you know, come out and try to intimidate us in that way, and that's something that we're going to have to get used to seeing throughout the course of the year.
Matthew, to play without Nate yesterday, kind of a late scratch, the way you were able to execute in terms of punt protection and so forth and overcome his absence as a core player on the special teams, how pleased were you?
You know, like you said, that's a big – Nate's a big piece of the puzzle when it comes to the kicking game, and I think that a lot of guys stepped up. Brother Richard stepped up and did a great job, and Duran stepped in there and played that PP well. So We had to have guys step up. Injuries a part of the game. It always has been. It always will be. And, you know, when you lose a key guy like that, he's out for a game, then other guys need to step up. And I think we did a good job of that.
Sean, it's still early, only 2 weeks in, but as a captain of this team, you've been here a long time. Are there any characteristics about this team, this group itself, that you've seen that you've liked?
Well, I certainly appreciate the way that we practice and prepare. You know, we've had a tough off-season training camp and early season here. The practices have been pretty grueling, but I think that this team has really bought into what it takes to prepare to be a winner and to prepare to have success. And, you know, I appreciate the young guys, the effort they've given, and obviously the veteran leaders on this team have worked the way they always work. So that's something that's good to see. We're going to need that. We're going to need to continue that trend as the season moves along. You know, I think here we've all, it seems that every year we have kids that come in and buy in. You know, I think because of what Coach Belichick has put in place here, it's either you buy in or, you know, they're going to find someone who does. And, you know, and I can't really think of a time since I've been here where we've had problems with young guys buying in. They've always done a good job of buying in, and we get the right kind of guys in here. They understand the way we need to do things, and I think that's a big part of the reason why we've had success over the years.
Going back to that fourth quarter, did you feel a sense of relaxation when you had that big lead?
No, I don't think that was the case at all. I think, you know, the Bills made plays. Let's put it that way. The Bills made plays. They're a good football team. We knew that they were going to make plays, and they made plays down the stretch, and, you know, made it a tight game, and we were fortunately able to execute at the end when we needed to.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.